The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Yes, that transmitter is just blasting away again. Your talk radio, 7:05 in the morning here on the 19th of June, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what's it? Oh, and hi to Sue. Sue is going off to her writer's workshop today.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all excited?
I am very excited.
Aspen Publishing.
Yes. He's doing a writer's retreat.
What are you going to write about?
I have a couple of different ideas, and I have a couple of books in a series in progress.
Oh.
So
it's not about us, is it?
No.
It's not about
the... It's a children's book. It's a children. The one I'm really focusing on is a children's book.
Oh, it is about us, then.
No.
Because a lot of children. There's a lot of children under this roof here.
That's really fantastic,
yeah.
Too. Congratulations.
No, that's super. You know what?
What are you going to do, like day runs, day trips, or...
Spend the night up there.
Ooh, that'll be fun, because I think they're doing campfire and...
Oh, they've got all
you know,
types
I
of
love
things
the whole,
going.
Yeah. I saw the itinerary and interviewed Ashley, the founder of that, that ran on the first Thursday show. And I think it's really brilliant that she's putting together this thing. And a lot of it, you know, it's camping out in the wilderness where you're going to unplug.
Yes.
Okay, good for you,
Sue. Very excited.
Right. Okay.
Well, it is the 6/19/19. So when you're looking at your calendar, kind of interesting numbers there. And good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday. We're going to be talking about some things that you need to know, headlines today. I love five things you need to know on Wednesday. There's some interesting topics we're going to cover. But let's go to the weather. High today, our temperatures will be 101 degrees with our lows of 67 and clear. Thursday calls for a sunny day with high of around 92. Friday, 87. Saturday, hot with a 96 and a 96 on Sunday. Oh, my God. Look, we're at triple digits today, but the rest of the week we're not. Isn't that wonderful?
Positively okay. Balmy at 96.
Monday calls for 92, and Tuesday calls for 87. So we're, you know, those are pretty, that's pretty cool weather.
We're hanging in there.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts, are always a welcome. 365-3793. And, of course, it is propane time. And if you even have the big propane tanks to help fuel your home, check out Shasta Gas Propane. They've done extremely complicated work in those areas where people think that they can't get tanks delivered. Refilled. This is the kind of work that they do. They go the extra mile. So, and we appreciate them so much. They've been our weather sponsor for a long time. 7:08 in the morning. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good morning.
Do you want to, you have a list of things. Usually you like to go off. But first of all, let's start off with the fact that when we got a call this morning that porn had entered our website. Porn had entered
in our chat room.
I said, well, was it visual or was it words?
It was both.
Okay. So, because you're the administrator.
It was bare breasts.
And I thought, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
She seemed like a nice girl.
With a great personality.
You know what? And I think she's like, she's working her way through graduate school at Harvard. So she's in law school at Harvard. And she says that, you know, this, you know, because that she is a woman that she believes that that her body is hers and that she should be able to earn money to go through Harvard Law School by exposing it on internet.
Okay. Are you finished with your?
No, I just made all that
your
up.
Your dissertation.
Except the breast part. They were there.
Well, we read this. We saw this morning. Campaign 2020, his first big rally, if any indicator. Is going to look a lot like 2016. And you know, it's really interesting because we watched that. And, you know, so many people are hiding under rocks that voted for Trump. They're afraid to wear their MAGA hat. They're afraid
Why would you wear a hat that people are going to come up and throw water in your face because they don't like what you're saying? You know, you don't like a hat you're wearing. And yet, they will not do the same thing to somebody wearing a T-shirt that's got the F word on it. And, you know, things like this, that seems to be perfectly okay.
Oh, no, this is interesting. We were in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And we were with my brother and sister-in-law at Raley's in Sacramento.
I never saw that.
And one of the kids had either a T-shirt or hat on that said, F Trump, or I hate the Trump. Yeah. And Cindy, my sister-in-law, came out and said, you know what, the whole time, this whole weekend, we were talking about respect. You know, you respect the other, no matter, you know, you just have a, try to be respectful. And she said, you know, she said, you would never see that if it had to be with Hillary or Obama or Clinton. You would never see that. And it's not, doesn't matter what it is. It's disrespectful and it should not be allowed as a worker.
I was walking,
employee.
I was walking through the airport in Germany. And there are strict rules about military wearing those types of shirts. And this guy's coming by, obviously, he's with a couple others, and he's wearing a shirt that had that word and a couple others on it. And I stopped him and I said, you know, you can't wear that shirt. And he's looking at me because he knows I'm older. But he also knows I'm probably military.
How did he know that?
Well, because I stopped him and I said, you know, it's against regs to wear that shirt.
Oh, regs.
And he goes, I said, turn it inside out. I said, unless you can read it there, then you better find a shirt to wear. And right then he took the shirt off and turned it inside
did he?
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
He respected authority.
Because he knew the next step was I was going to ask for an ID card.
Okay.
And then from there it was going to be downhill. And I don't know what branch he was in or anything, but he knew he wasn't supposed to wear that shirt. And his two friends knew it. They never said a word.
Okay.
And, but when you see things like this, you know what? Fine. If you want to look like white trash and wear something like that, that's fine. Wear that shirt, wear that hat. But if you have a Trump 2020 or a Make America Great hat on, there's nothing obscene about that. For most people, but some people find it so angering that they have to go take it off you. They have to make you stop wearing it. They have to assault you. You know what? There was a guy on, believe it or not, The Morning Joe. Yeah, I watched that. I watched Scarborough. And I like to see all sides.
Yep.
And they had a guy on this author. It says, love your enemies. He writes for the Washington Post. But he was talking about the other thing, too, is expectations as you go through life. But then he got in for like 2 minutes about how he says, you don't like a Trump shirt or you don't like a Trump supporter. Guess what? Love this person. And just like you would love a Hillary or an Obama or somebody that really, you know, that sets you off, AOC supporter. Love that person and discuss things with them.
And he quoted Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King says you cannot change somebody through hate. So so you don't hate them. You love them. And, I don't mean, you know, love, but you listen to them. You don't have to agree, but you discuss, and we've got to get past this. And this was a very interesting concept from this guy. And he says, our country needs to accept the fact that we're not going to agree, that we can't keep disagreeing with such anger at each other.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm a prime example of that. I did it. I lost it the other night. You know it. Nobody knows the story unless you're sitting right there. But I lost it the other night. And where I felt like I was seriously provoked, I should have just gotten up, and instead of using the last words I used before I walked out, I should have just walked out.
Taking
a few deep breaths and come back in again. But what had been said triggered me, and I hate to use the word triggered, but it did. And it was said more than once, and it was said more than twice. And on the third time, I just kind of like, blah, and threw down my, the napkin and stood up. And I should have just walked out and just said, you know, I'm just going to go outside for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because what you said was just egregious. And what you said was a slap in the face.
Which,
so
by the way,
I did. But before that, I used a statement, kind of like we're just talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't right. It wasn't right. And I apologize. I've sent out an email and apologized to everybody a few days later because I wanted to think through it. And still, it took me 10 days to reach that point where I went, okay, you know what? I'm past this. But I wish I had not said those words. And I should have embraced him. I should have embraced him and said, you don't know what you're talking about, and this is why. But I didn't do that. I tried to.
I saw a post on Facebook yesterday. I almost sent it to you because it was the exact words.
Yeah, I know.
That were set at the table.
You told me about it. And now if that came to me.
I thought, why provoke the sleeping giant?
Well, but now if that had come to me, I would have looked at it differently. But here's the difference. If somebody I don't know or somebody on the outside says something like that, I just go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody you know that you've let in.
And it was an intimate moment of just hanging out, being true, honest.
And all of a sudden, it just came out of nowhere. And I reacted badly to it. I should have acted with love and embraced what he was saying and realized that he had no concept of what he was talking about. He just had no concept of what he was talking about instead of, after trying to explain it, just get angry like that. And I learned a valuable lesson from that. I hope I haven't ruined, but if it is, it is.
Okay, so. We're going to take a break on that note. We really do have to take a break for our sponsors here. This is KCNR. Good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yes.
Let's talk
we are
about
full range going on here, your yeah. talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at B&T Satellite. You know, there are $300 gift certificates in your mail, and he has special offers for military and first responders and people 55 and over. That's right. He's got two specials going on at B&T Satellite. All you have to do is call 241-3474. Now's the chance. It's a local guy. It's Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. They're going to upgrade movie rentals. It's upgrade to the Hopper dishes, the Stars and Stripes package, and the packages are there to honor our military and first responders and those 55 and older. Give them a call, 241-3474, 241-DISH. You won't be sorry. You're going to save a lot of money on your TV. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning, and it is right around 80 degrees. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
We relax, restore, and rejuvenate. At Wind River Spa, inside Wind River Resort and Casino, indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to 96.5. Yep, it's going to be a hot day with 101 and our lows are 67. We have a caller on the line.
That's right. Dr. Danuka, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I just wanted to bring you some love, man. Seems like you have been beating yourself up or getting angry. You are a human being, so, and I really respect that you can talk about that on air and be very contrite about it. So forgive yourself. Just wanted to bring some love that we are all human beings. Sometimes we get angry. And we just have to remind ourselves, you are so much on the mark, my brother, that it's all about love. We are losing faith in love, but we need to remember that we have more common things with each other than we have differences. We have been through this cycle of recent elections, which was very negative. We are going through another cycle, and then we have a national elections, which makes us fight with each other, but this country is too great for us to fight with each other. And we just have to remember what Jesus told us. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. And we just have to keep faith in that love. Through that love comes the strength. And that's what delivers us. So,
you are so right, my friend, my brother. You are so right.
Beautiful.
And thank you for calling.
Beautiful sentiments. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's true. You know,
I'll tell you what, that touched me.
I was angry. I was angry at this person, and then I became angry at myself for being angry. I mean, there's ways of handling things, and I did everything right except for the last two words. So anyway, but and I hope he's over. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, you've got some things. Five things to know.
Oh, okay. My turn.
Your turn.
All right. Okay.
That was
well,
really nice. Thanks very much.
That just was
Doctor.
Like
Thanks,
that really
Thank
moved
you very
me.
Much,
that you. Really moved me. That speaks volumes about the man. Okay, so another American tourist has died in the Dominican Republic. Joseph Allen, 55, of New Jersey, was found dead last week in his hotel room. What is going on?
I don't know,
on?
But here's another headline. Dozens of members of Jimmy Buffett fan club get sick in the Dominican Republic. This is not a place I would go to if I wanted to spend my vacation. And you know it's really going to hit the Dominican Republic since they have more tourists visit every year than,
wow.
than the population of the country. So you know this is hitting them.
Right, right. I just, you know, we've been hearing specials about it. I don't know if it's airborne, if it's plant-based, if it's something that's spiked in the liquor, if it's
been sprayed on food.
Yes.
They don't know. They do
well,
not know.
Okay, stocks closed 350 points higher yesterday after President Trump tweeted that he had a good phone call with Chinese President and that the two would meet next week at the G20 summit in Japan. Trump had previously said China would face additional import tariffs if he didn't show up at the summit. So does this mean U.S.-China trade war is about to come to an end? Too soon to say that. But Wall Street likes the two leaders are still willing to talk.
Okay.
All right, here's some staggering numbers. We're going to go through a few things. The number of refugees and displaced people on the planet has hit an all-time high. More than 70 million people have been forced to flee home because of violence or persecution, a new UN report says. That works out to be one in every 108 people on Earth. The report's finding paint a bleak but predictable picture of the rate of displacement around the world as the conflicts continue to tear people from their homes. So this is why we are all so proud to live in Reading and be able to drive down the freeway and go visit my folks. And, you know, I notice it's a little bit of a sidebar. I notice that there's a change in a feeling of expedience, is that the word I'm trying to say? A rudeness that happens when I hit a certain part past Williams or past Woodland.
When it comes to the drivers?
Drivers. Yeah. And then I'll drive in because if I want a product, I'm a person that likes to buy instead of online buy. So when I'm going to visit my folks in Sacramento, I'll sometimes drive in the back way and I'll park in the back of Nordstrom's and do a quick, like, places that I need to go get things. And I'll go into Nordstrom's, and just like, it's changed. It's really changed. However, the other day I went with my sister-in-law, and we went in, and the girls at the makeup counter, one girl was very helpful, and they had a lot of people on the sales floor that day. It was a Saturday afternoon, but just the traffic, and I just feel like people are rushing through the parking lots, and they're rude. They don't let you go forward. And I'm just kind of like, I'm of the mindset, like, go ahead. Come out of the park. You know, let me wait. You can come out of the parking place. All right. This is for you, Carl. Okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
Do, 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 do,
do. Oh, no, not Game of Thrones. Oh, they're going to do a...
Do, do,
okay, Game
do,
of Thrones.
Do, 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 do. Okay. Not a Game of Thrones fan? Glad you don't have to listen to that gibberish anymore? ? Well, we hate to tell you this, but a work on a prequel series has already started.
Well, it'll be the one that leads with to the Mad King, the death of the Mad King, and the you're going to have a lot of the same people in it. Cersei will be in it. Jaime will be in it. They're going to do another 5 years on a prequel. Yep.
All right.
If you care.
Today's number, $1 billion, the estimated street value of more than 16 tons of cocaine seized by the feds off a ship in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. $1 billion.
All right. So
I have something.
What do you have?
The Trump rally. He kicked off his 2020 campaign last night in front of about 25,000 people in Orlando. Raised $24.8 million on the day of the 2020
wow.
kickoff rally. This was it's almost like a revival meeting, you would say, except he talked for an hour and a half. Now, anybody that can talk for an hour and a half, going on and on and on, you only see part of it. The thing that really, while he's speaking, there's people that are cheering. Some of his lines were, great nations do not need to fight endless wars or want to fight endless wars. Every life is a sacred gift from God. The fake news, of course, goes on. Open borders, greatest betrayal of American middle class. See, here's the thing is you've got Trump. And the same thing, all the polls say, he's behind Biden. He's even tied with Bernie Sanders. Again, I go into polls and I think, he's tied with Bernie Sanders? Really? Come on. Let's use some common sense here. Bernie wants socialism. The country does not want socialism. You know, I mean, you look at it and you say, well, you know, Bernie espouses socialism. The eventual end of socialism is communism. I mean, take a look, read the books by Lenin, by Marx, that, you know, capitalism, then socialism, then communism, where the government owns everything and everybody gets their fair share, no matter how good you are, no matter how much work you do. I mean, that's it. And in socialism, where your money is taken and given to other people. I mean, that's just the bottom line on it, is given to other people. So, you know, the polls, make your polls the way you want, but let's just see what happens when the Democrats finally figure out who it's going to be, Warren, Bernie, or Biden. It's going to be a battle.
I just want to say this. I know. Oh, we got to take a break. CNN cut off. After they were taping the speech or filming the speech.
Well, they were
showing
it live.
When he says CNN fake news and the crowd said CNN sucks.
And they chanted.
You know, I'm sorry.
They chanted CNN sucks.
If I were his advisor, I'd say from now on you don't say a bad thing about negative media. Everybody knows. Stop it.
Not everybody does know. A lot of people think that they read these things are true. And if you say enough, if you say a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. And if you don't fight back, this is the mistake Bush made. They told everybody, oh, he just dithered during Hurricane Katrina. Was not true, but they let him say that. They let him say there were no WMDs. Well, every one of those people that were running had voted. Because they saw the same stuff he saw, the same evidence, the same intelligence, the same statements that Bush saw, and they all voted for it. You know, this whole thing is if people lie, okay, if people say things that aren't true and you just look at them and nod your head, that means you accept it. If what they say is so wrong, you can't just sit there and not stand up and say you are wrong, that's a lie, you're making this up, or you have no concept of what the truth is. So, you know what? It's going to be like this through 2020. And if Trump wins again, I can't wait to see what they'll come up with then to fight for the next 4 years. But we'll see. 7:32 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. There's no fighting going down at Cornerstone Community Bank. They welcome you with open arms. They love you. They love you, and they have opened up their headquarters now at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's open for business. If you want to find how you can move your dreams forward, go to Cornerstone Community Bank. Either the one at 192 Hartnell or the branch at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's Grill, or 150, or the 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. People hearing this in Red Bluff now, you can go to Red Bluff. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This morning Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Shasta
Shasta Disrepair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival Wristband Discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists,
comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta Disrepair today through Saturday.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Now that the boys are here again.
Yeah, I'm just dancing in here. That's a dancing kind of song.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bob and KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:37 in the morning here on the 19th. 82 degrees out there already, going up to 104. And we've removed the porn off the chat room. So if you didn't get it early
it happens,
this morning,
folks.
You are just not going to see it.
It happened to me one morning on Facebook.
It wasn't like real.
Oh, you remember on Facebook, I got a call.
Yeah.
I got a call early in the morning, and a girlfriend had said, "Have you seen your face?" Well, no, 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, she and her son were looking on Facebook, and it came this picture. It was hacked, and it was a complete full nude woman.
Uh oh.
Several years younger than myself.
No.
And it was a lot of process to get it down.
Well, let me tell you, you go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair, you do not have to worry about being assaulted with porn as you walk in there. No, why? Because he fixes windshields. He's not into that other stuff. And Jeff Wurst, it's a better-known business, has been doing this for over a quarter of a century. There is no practicing with Crackmaster because Crackmaster knows what he's doing. Crackmaster Windshield Repair guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. It guarantees it the fix for life. Find out more. All you people with RVs with those huge windshields, got a little chip in there. That could be disastrous. Go on down. See Jeff. I see him fixing them all the time. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Yesterday was Mike Huber's birthday. Happy belated birthday, buddy, if you're listening to the show this morning. And
There's sheriff's deputies and California Highway Patrol that have started identifying a white vet around town, by the way, boy. You better watch out.
And our table here was made by Mike Huber.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And our granite.
Quartz. It's quartz.
Yeah. And our granite in our kitchen.
Oh, you know what? If you're looking for somebody that does great work, that you can literally give them the keys to your house.
Estate granite.
While you go, you know, you leave for a couple of days, you know, it's Mike Huber, estate granite.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday.
Okay. The, you know, not only has the state of California put a onerous set of laws on buying ammunition, which starts 1 July. Now they just decided that, uh-oh, we have a problem here. Since we've been issuing licenses to illegals here in the state, and yes, you can say illegals, even though somebody said people are not illegal. Well, people are robbers, or people murderers, or people speeders, or people drug addicts. Well, if there's something, you can describe them as that. Okay, so they're here illegally, they're illegals. This new law will not permit ammo or firearms purchases unless you have a valid passport or a real ID. See, now you're having to go in there and you have to prove who you are again instead of just doing it. You've got to prove who you are with a passport or something that's a federal document that shows who you are, which now means you have a real ID. Now, the reason this was is because of TSA, and it said, you know what, they've had 10 years to do this. And the state of California, of course, the state of California is still playing around with it. Even though we spent millions of dollars and probably put three different groups of people that were supposed to do it and paying them and their retirements. Now, they're running us through the Justice Department just as fast as they can, saying that when you do to go down 1 July, if you don't have a valid passport or a real ID, you can't buy ammo. So you've got to get that first. Well, it just so happens that Latosh here has a passport card that he carries with him. So I can go down there and legally buy ammo, pay my dollar, go through the background check, have them scan each one in, have somebody follow me around, and then when I get to go up to the to buy the ammo, to pay my money after the strip search and I'm asking about the scars, then I can buy my ammo. So there. Okay.
Are you finished?
Where was I?
I don't know. I know you went on a rant about ammo, but that's what your trigger is.
No, it's not a trigger. It's just the fact it's another step about taking away your Second Amendment rights. And you know what? There was CNN did a story when they were down in Venezuela. When the people, remember the people were standing up for their rights, standing up because of the terrible things that were happening to them. And what was the CNN reporter said, they have no way of fighting back because they confiscated their weapons 10 years ago. And now these armored cars are here. Now the police are out hitting them in the heads. They have no way of fighting back.
Let's talk to
them. Well, guess what? Lose your guns. That's what happens.
Let's go to Coach Bob.
Hello.
Coach Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, I told the lady who answered the phone I got a bone to pick
Sue.
With the colonel. You know,
okay.
My sinuses kicked in the worst way yesterday afternoon.
Oh.
And
oh, dear.
The only common denominator I can see is I bumped into Carl and Lou. And so I'm blaming it on them.
No, no, I have another denominator, Coach Bob. I have another denominator. It could have been the six women that you were surrounded with when the last time I saw you. These women have just—they love this man. They're all. I mean, they could be your granddaughters.
I saw your picture on Facebook. You can't get away from
you
that.
You can't get away from that because not only is it not my word, you shared it with everybody.
He said somebody has to do it. Might as well be me.
Yeah, well, that's right. Somebody has to do it.
Well, so it's not.
On my face?
No.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
Lou and me. I think. You're just maybe you just have a little allergy to six different types of perfume.
That's a good one.
Oh, maybe you've hit the ball out of the park on that one.
There you go, big guy. Just
hey, I've got a quick, serious thing. You
okay.
Just mentioned something that made me think about these passports and the I don't know what you call the IDs. Maybe you've already done this because you're so on top of stuff, and I'm trying to stroke you now. I'd love to hear a half an hour or so with somebody who can really explain what the licenses are about and what we need to get to travel, because I am confused about it, and I intend to be doing some travel shortly.
Okay, I promise you, here within a week, we'll have somebody that will be able to come in and speak about everything you need. But, the big thing is that those driver's licenses that we've had issued in the past will no longer be any good. So,
exactly.
So we need, you have to go down and get another one, and you have to be able to prove who you are with another piece of identification. But
right.
You're right, there are things about it that I don't know about, so we'll get somebody in here that can speak and tell everybody.
We've got to have all of that ID, but we don't have to have it to vote. Anyway.
Of course not. Hey, I went in the other day and said I was Coach Bob, and they said, they looked at me and they go, we know you're not
coaching.
Oh,
you're the guy with the six women. Yeah,
that's what they said. And I said, I'm Coach Bob. I'd like to vote. And they go, Carl, we know you're not Coach Bob. I said, well, wait a minute. I don't have to show any ID. And they looked at me again, and they said, Carl, we know who you are. And I went, okay, all right, I'll just sign here.
Yeah, but I feel like Coach Bob today, so that makes me Coach.
You know what? We were both, Lou and I walked out going, my gosh, look at this. You know, I mean, they were dragging you back into the bar. That was the scary thing.
Oh, I was. Did you see the fight I put up?
I did. I saw the fight. Yeah, I saw the fight. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Hope to see you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? That was really cute yesterday. Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, you don't have to worry about six women pulling you in there. And, you know, you see how I'm segueing from each one of these things in there. But there will be probably six or seven women and men in there because of the value of the jewelry, first of all, the great selection, and the fact it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
And they also have vintage.
Vintage jewelry.
Estate jewelry.
Ooh. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. 8 o'clock, we're having the sheriff's office in. Anthony Bertain is coming in from the sheriff's office with a lot of great stuff about, the fire danger, as you know, could be just as bad as last year this summer. So how do you get prepared for it? And Anthony's bringing in a bunch of great information on how to do that.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival Wristband Discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists.
Comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. So glad to see our AM tower up and thriving. Thank you for being patient.
Blue white. And I went
through
down there
some
yesterday.
Of the tribulations, but you guys are great. You know, you're with us and we love that. This portion of the show, talk about being with you. If you need somebody to come into your home, say you had an accident or you're, had a knee replacement or a hip replacement, shoulder replacement, your husband, your partner, your friend, your parent, go to Home Helpers. They are bonded and secured. They are going to be there for you to help you with your independence in your own home. All the caregivers are licensed by the state, pass background checks, DMV screening, and drug testing. How important is that? Do we need that? And every time that we think, no, these people aren't going to steal your stuff. They're going to be there and be great with you. Home Helpers. So give Sharon Clark, and the owner of Sharon Clark has been owner of Home Helpers for over 10 years. Give him a call, 226-8350. Carl, you know when we watch, remember Jaws, 1972 Jaws. Okay.
Dun, dun.
And, dun, 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 okay, dun. In Neptune, New Jersey, a party of sport fishermen had a rare brush with a huge great white shark off the coast of New Jersey. And an encounter that was very similar to a scene from the 1975 blockbuster Jaws. That's it. Once in a life. I mean, that's all it takes is that. That's all it takes, and your hair goes up on your back. He said, "We fish for sharks a lot. We fish for sharks a lot. I've never seen anything like that. We're amazed by how big it was," said Captain Jeff Crilly, owner of Big Nuts Required 2, a 31-foot Bertram sport boat.
That's.
Grilly 31 estimates
you
the shark.
You might have wanted to read that one before you read it. Yeah.
Grilly 31 estimates shark's length was more than half the size of the boat, or 16 to 18 feet.
Doo-dum.
They said it was close to about 2,000 pounds. These guys were, their five guys' crew were participating in a Mako shark tournament and had several types of bait in the water as attractants, including a body of a small tuna drifting on a rope on the chum. The shark was not hooked, and after stealing the bag of bait, swam off on its own. I saw this on Facebook yesterday. Look at this picture.
I know. It's huge.
I mean, it literally stuck its face up. Yeah, it's like...
It's like he came out of the water to look at you. Do you remember when Roy Scheider goes, he's jumping, I'm in the water, and the shark comes up, and he turns around and says, "We've got to get a bigger boat." Well, I bet these guys, somebody had to turn around and go, "We need a bigger boat." Okay.
Anyway, okay, so there's supposed to be an upsurge of great white sharks.
Well, they've had a...
in the East Coast.
Well, we lost somebody from North State here that was killed by a shark over in Hawaii. And then they had a kid get bitten off the coast of North Carolina, get attacked. Now, moving into our town, where there's been no recorded shark attacks in the last 2 years in Redding. I just want you to know that in the last 2 years. Now, the sheriff's office will be in here. We're going to ask him if there's been any recorded shark attacks while he's been in the sheriff's department. I think it's one of those things that if you have a bear fear of sharks and you see a shark coming down the street at you, that you may want to just kind of like take a deep breath, because even if you see a shark on the streets of Redding, there's been no attacks. So you can't act unreasonably. Here's my favorite one. A woman stabs a guy.
This is your favorite? I'm scared.
This is one of my favorite ones. This woman stabs a guy because she thought he was going to spill beer on her. That's what I thought it meant.
Mm.
Well, it wasn't quite that. A woman right here in Redding, she stabs a guy because she thought he was going to drop an 18-pack of beer on her foot. Now, that's different, I guess. If you think somebody's going to drop an 18-pack a beer on your foot. That, you know, is that real?
Well,
now there's a fear that he was going to do that and he's going to punch her. And so she just stabbed him several times. And then she rode off on her beach cruiser bike.
Okay.
Misty.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, her name is Misty. Misty Ledeen Dorman.
I didn't even want to go there.
Yeah, they arrested her. No, I thought it was kind of funny,
no,
really. You know,
it's tragic.
Well, the headline was of one of these that said, woman stabbed Brandon Mann because she worried he was going to spill beer on her. Well, okay. That's not what was really. It was that he was going to drop an 18. That was the update, an 18-pack of beer on her foot. So, I mean, I know people that spill beer over people all the time, but nobody's in danger of getting stabbed, mainly because we make everybody check their weapons at the front door of our house when they come in.
Hey, I wanted to talk about something. I know we've discussed it many times. Probably it's been on a, you know, Haven Humane show or Dr. Kara Tennant. But something was posted recently on Facebook from a Washington-based veterinarian hospital warning dog owners of the dangers of summertime walks. Now, the hospital shows a dog named Olaf whose paw pads were burned after a mile walk on hot pavement. So the rule of thumb is if you put your hands down on the pavement and it's too hot for your hands, don't walk your dog on it because that will burn and singe their paws. Now, this particular dog never whimpered, never cried, and usually they won't. And the walk, just their regular walk. But, of course, you know, temperatures and of course, the asphalt holds the heat. I know just yesterday or day 2 days ago, we had a delivery and I was barefoot and I went out on the, you know, the exposed aggregate sidewalk and the bricks. And, I thought, my God, my feet feel like they're going to singe. I was only out there for 30 seconds to sign a release form. And I thought to myself, people are walking their dogs on this pavement right now. So anyway, just to let you know, that it takes really not much, and the pictures are just gross because the blisters start just like a burn, and then they peel off, and then infected skin.
And the dog didn't complain. The dog just walked along, and because some dogs just won't complain, unlike ours who will lift up a foot if she gets it wet, and we have to carry her around.
I'm really excited about our next segment because we're going to be talking about the red flag warning, low humidity levels. We're going to be talking with our sheriff about...
our sheriff's lieutenant.
Right, family emergency planning. And do you have a plan with your family? Have you sat with your kids and your family and said, what happens? We've all been through the fire. What happens with a tornado? What happens with an earthquake? What happens if we have, where do we go? What's the exit routine? Where are the bags? We have go bags. Oftentimes we leave and we forget our go bags. You hate to admit it, but we have.
I've never forgotten our go bags. Okay, one time. You know what President Trump, when he came in, said he was going to take aim on the national debt. Well, the national debt if he took aim on it, he missed because the budget deficit is swelling like you can't believe. It's gone up 38% under President Trump. Total public debt outstanding, $22 trillion. Debt as percent of GDP, 105% of it. 2018 interest on the debt, $523 billion. The government budget deficit, $779 billion. An increase of 38% over the same period last year. Parts of the reason? The Trump-backed $1.5 trillion tax cut in 2017 and the sharp increases in spending for military and domestic programs passed by Congress in 2018. It's unprecedented to have a deficit this high when the economy is this good. Half of this year's deficit is driven by laws passed by the last Congress and signed into law by the president. The tax cuts did not pay for themselves, not even close. Congress cut taxes with one hand, increased spending with the other, and asked the next generation to pay for both. I'm concerned about it, and I think people should be concerned about it. Sometime we're going to have to turn around and say, hey, we got to get this debt under control. If it was your home, you could not run your home like this. You can't run a business like this where you have a deficit like that, and it just runs continuously and so much that you're paying as much as you're spending on the military and social programs and just debt payments. I would hope that President Trump addresses this. I hope somebody asks him about this. Because this is, if this is like unfunded liabilities here in our town, everybody seems to be thinking, oh yeah, we'll take care of them. But nobody, you know, they still keep growing. 7:59 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Lieutenant Anthony Bourdain from the Sheriff's Department. And just like Linda said, we're going to be addressing what happens if trouble comes to River City. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:59 in the morning, 84 degrees out there, going up to 105 today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump campaign reports a surge of cash donations after the president kicked off his reelection campaign last night with a huge rally in Orlando.
According to the Republican National Committee, the Trump campaign raised nearly $25 million in the hours following the president's campaign launch here in Florida. The $24.8 million is a much larger amount than what the top Democratic candidates have raised over the course of the first 3 months of the year.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Orlando. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler says former Trump aide Hope Hicks is answering at least some of the questions she has been asked behind closed doors this morning. The committee continues its investigation of Russian election interference.
Ms. Hicks is answering questions put to her, and the interview continues.
Just how many questions Hicks will answer is unknown. The White House has claimed executive privilege, ordering her not to answer questions about her time as a senior presidential advisor. A bipartisan group of senators has reintroduced a bill aimed at protecting military women from sexual assault.
Senator Charles Grassley says a young woman serving in the military
has 1 in 8 chances of being sexually assaulted.
Something he says has to change.
The men and women who have volunteered to place their lives on the line deserve better.
The Military Justice Improvement Act would make the final decision on whether to prosecute go outside the chain of command.
And send the message that sexual assault in the military will not be tolerated.
Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street is mixed, awaiting the outcome of the latest Fed policy-setting meeting, which wraps up later today. Right now, the Dow is up about 55 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 6 points. The S&P 500 currently unchanged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
A high-level security meeting will take place next week in Israel. We get the latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Jerusalem is to host a tripartite meeting of the national security advisors of Israel, the United States, and Russia from June 24th to the 26th. At least some of the focus, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, will be on the exit of Iranian forces from Syria, possibly by offering incentives to Russia, should that country's president, Vladimir Putin, be willing to cooperate. Moscow is something of an ally of the Islamic Republic, even though Putin's most immediate interest is to stabilize Syria in order to consolidate hard-fought Russian gains. Other areas of discussion will be Iranian intervention elsewhere in the Middle East, most notably in Yemen, Iraq, and Gulf waters. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. Official figures show inflation in Britain dipped in May back to the Bank of England's target amid lower airfares and car prices.
The Office for National Statistics says consumer prices were up 2% in the year to May, compared with 2.1% the previous month. The decline means inflation is back at the Bank of England's target of 2% and could ease the pressure on rate setters to back a rate hike in the near future. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee is expected to keep its main interest rate at 0.75% on Thursday.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israel has been holding its largest military drill in years, with thousands of troops from the Army, Navy, and Air Force simulating a future war with Hezbollah. The four-day exercise includes the first deployment of F-35 stealth fighter jets in such a drill. The exercise was planned long in advance. Down on Wall Street, the Dow up 58 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 19th of June, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And we're going to bring you the weather. Temperatures today will be a high of 101. Now, we know that that can vary up and down a couple degrees. And clear tonight with low of 67. As we progress through the week, Thursday high, our temperatures will be 92. Friday will be 87. Saturday, this is clear skies throughout the rest of the week with our highs of around 96 and Sunday 96. Now, today, the Shasta District Fair event and center opens with Dollar Day and Kids Day. Children 12 and under are free. You're going to have a sheep and meat coat show. Jesse Lee is going to be performing.
Can you say that again?
Junior, senior, sheep and meat goat show. Jesse Lee is going to be performing. Louis Fox. And the list goes on. There's going to be the comedy hypnotist and
oh,
all that good
stuff. Do you
stuff.
Remember him?
Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, the things you did. You know what? You say to yourself, these people have got to be planted in the audience.
No.
And you know somebody that gets up there and starting to cluck like a chicken.
Exactly.
We're trying to get the whole SWAT division of the sheriff's office up there just to see.
It'd be so much fun. That would be something they
do. We have a chance there?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay.
And
sorry.
Thursday, June 20th, the senior day. Of course, you guys, that's 62 and over for free and all kinds of wonderful.
Oh, you still can't get in, can you?
And Friday, June 21st, is Cattleman's Day. You know, the junior, senior beef, dairy cattle and meat, dairy goat show, and Louis Fox, the comedy hypnotist, and Logan Mize with Chad Bushnell. Okay, that's going to be great. Saturday, livestock auction, junior livestock auction day. That's a big deal. So check out the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend, and there you go.
Is Coach Bob back?
No. Oh, is he still there?
You've got him there.
Okay.
Well, no. I just want to take a quick look at your road conditions
okay.
this morning.
Got it.
We've got a live or deceased animal at I-5 South at the Oasis Road off-ramp. Be careful. Also, quite a bit of construction near the Pitt River Bridge if you're in that area. We do have construction between Redding and Anderson. Pay attention to the speed limit. Also on 299 towards the coast. Off and on stop-and-go traffic, especially near Whiskeytown and between Lewiston. Let's say all the way to the coast, you could run into delays. We have construction on 44 this morning, so be careful. Northbound Interstate 5, we do have construction underway. That's especially near O'Brien. We also have construction between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta.
Okay, yesterday I got some bum scoop about Seattle is dying. It was originally scheduled for tonight, but it has been changed to July the 9th. At the Cascade Theater, doors open at 5:30 p.m., free admission. They're going to have, it's a documentary from Eric Johnson on the topic of drugs, mental health, and the impact on the homeless. Dr. Greg Greenberg specializes in addiction medicine and will be talking about this, but also Stephanie Bridget, our district attorney here in Shasta County, on the broad scope of cases from misdemeanors to homicides. And the victims of crime and how much it's cost us. It's, again, free to mission. It's being brought to you by the Shasta Builders Exchange, Riggs Media and Consulting, Marisha Hannison, Mojo, former California senator and big guy, and Captain Steve Davidson, RPD retired. So this is going to be on July 9th. We'll talk a lot more about it. Joe Comenchi will be with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning to discuss not only that, but the new proposed tax
that
he's talking about. It's 8:09 in the morning, and we have with us Lieutenant Anthony Pertain from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh,
good.
Fine. And so tell us a little bit about you. How'd you end up here?
Well, again, thank you for having me here this morning. I've got about 28 years in law enforcement. I did find my way from Humboldt County. I started my law enforcement career over in Trinity County.
You did?
Yep. And then
had to take a drug test before you came over here, right?
That's when marijuana was still legal.
Oh,
or
right.
Illegal, excuse me.
Okay,
so, I mean, it was. But in 1999, I moved over here from Trinity and started my career with Shasta County up as a deputy out of Burney. And promoted my way up through the ranks and, you know, back assigned to Office of Emergency Services since about 2017.
Great. Hey,
thank you and welcome to the show.
Yeah, you know, we've opened up a sheriff substation up there.
Yep.
So, I mean, and that's been within the last year. Is that correct? Or
well, it's
not?
I mean, it's always been there. We've had the deputies up there, but the front office has been closed due to budgetary stuff and mm-hmm. staffing. But now it's back up full swing with a new employee up there, a community service officer, and you know, our lieutenant's up there, and our staff is up there. They're doing a great job up there. I mean,
is it the Wild West up in Burney?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the with the sheriff's office and the California Highway Patrol and the Forest Service, I mean, they'll come together and get the job done. I mean, obviously, you know, there's at times where – you know, we just got to build a case until we can take someone off the street.
Now, oh, I'm sorry.
Were you in Trinity? When you say Trinity, were you in Weaverville?
I was assigned all over.
Okay.
Weaverville, Hayfork,
so
Southern Trinity.
Were you in Weaverville when the first big fire came in and burnt the school and burnt the back? And LaGrange was kind of the center for, when LaGrange was open, was the center for?
I was already over here.
Okay.
When that happened.
Okay. I think that would have been in, late 90s?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's very cool to know that you have this feel for, and which is what we're going to be going into with your appearance here today on the radio, is emergency and emergency supply list, et cetera.
Before we get into that, though, Anthony, you know, we were kidding about, hey, did you have to take your analysis test? And you said it was illegal. Now that marijuana is legal, what is it in law enforcement? I mean, is that making it tough, or is that something that's like considered like drinking, or is this something that because it's a federally outlawed drug, is it still being, you know, that's a no-no if you're going to try and become a policeman?
Well, it's still frowned upon, but obviously, you know, it's taken into consideration when someone's filling out a personal history statement mm-hmm. and seeking employment. Obviously, you know, they don't want someone, you know, smoking marijuana within the past year, 18 months.
Okay.
You know? So,
yeah.
But it's taken into consideration. I mean, it's, you know, we live in 2019. I mean, things have changed over the years. You know, when I first came on, it was like, I mean, if you touched any kind of drug, it was mm-hmm. forget about it. We're going to go to the next person. But now it's everywhere. All kinds of drugs are everywhere, and it does pose a problem for recruitment.
Right, so I'm wondering if you're at least honest about it and say, yeah, I did use, I have used, but I'm not using and I haven't been using for the last, you know, 12 months. I mean, how far back do the drug tests go? 3 months?
Well, again, it depends on the type of drug, and I'm not quite 100% sure mm-hmm. what marijuana is going to be, be a little bit more lenient, but the harder the drugs, it's going to be, you know, probably be washed out pretty quick.
Right. Well, we are very excited to have you here. And again, we're going to be talking about the emergency supply list and some of the things that happens with a red flag warning declared and a lot of our emergency.
Let's take a quick break here.
We're going to take an early break.
Take an early break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance, talking about being prepared for something, because we talked about yesterday how this fire season could be just as bad, if not worse, as last year. It's already looking, projections look like it could actually be worse. And you ask yourself how. Well, we're going to talk about that. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial, if you're having problems getting insurance because of all these fires, you need to give Judy Maxwell a call. You're wanting to rebuild in these areas, and all of a sudden you're running into some insurance problems. Judy Maxwell, 221-0441, has had great, great success in getting fire insurance for people. Not only that, but making sure the people who have had fire insurance get what their policy says to help rebuild and to look at other methods here, other ways to help increase the amount of money that you receive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping people since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Anthony Bertain.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival Wristband Discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists.
Comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate. Wind River Spa, inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And Good morning and welcome back to Wednesday here at 6:19:19 here on KTNR 96.5 FM. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to our show.
So
very
happy.
Excited about this next, you know, this next group of questions and information that you're going to find out. We're going to find out.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Well, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 42 counties, based right out of here in Redding. If you want to take any type of pistol training, whether it's CCW or advanced pistol or defense of your home, how about unarmed combat? How about being able to handle yourself in a fight? All of these fall under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We're here with Sheriff Lieutenant Anthony Bertain, who is in charge of the emergency response group here. And Lord knows that we've had a lot of emergencies here in the last year, from fires to snowstorms. I'm not even going to mention the tornado, the fire-nado, because that was part of the big fires. So, tell us a little bit about your about the division you're in here, or your group of people.
Well, the sheriff Tom Pasanko is the director of emergency services for the county, and that's the position was designated that title, you know, years ago when the county put together the ordinance and all that stuff. And you know, so with that, you know, there's a deputy director. In this case, it's Chief Brett Govea, and then emergency services coordinator. And all, you know, basically all county employees are disaster service workers and all that stuff. But, mm-hmm. you know, the sheriff's office is the conduit for Region 3 for law enforcement mutual aid, search and rescue mutual aid. And we're that conduit again for the state of California when a disaster strikes, you know, it comes through our office. Everybody reports up to the sheriff's office, OES. And then, you know, we take that information and you know, get it up to the State Warning Center and the California Office of Emergency Services. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot to the emergency services, you know, under this particular division. You know, we have a lot of specialty teams, the search and rescue, boating safety division, dive team, the bomb team, SWAT team. You know, it's a pretty dynamic, you know, division, and we're constantly staying busy with either responding to, you know, a lost hiker or a dive mission to, I mean, the bomb team is historically probably one of the busiest collateral assignments that we have.
You're kidding.
Nope.
I mean, I know about the big one where the guy had the jet fuel out there. He lived next door to our producer.
Our former producer.
Our former producer just retired and moved away. But that house was next year. You all ended up burning that house down.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the only way you could get to it.
Yeah, based for safety reasons, you know, we went through the county council and, you know, the safest way to mitigate that threat was to basically incinerate it and
his insurance company paid off and he's rebuilt the house.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, he's back out there again. Now, you say the bomb squad is busy.
Correct.
I'm just surprised that, I mean, you don't hear anything about this.
Well, in the North State, we have three bomb teams and they're all accredited through the FBI. And you know, there's one in Siskiyou County, one in Butte County, and then ours. And a couple years ago, well, let's just say back in 2008, 2009 was a pretty significant year because we had to dedicate some money to, to the bomb team through Homeland Security grants. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with Tehama County, Trinity County, and we got a brand new bomb robot. And it just for whatever reason, ever since then, it just seems like we're busy, you know, either with dynamite, blasting caps, you know, grenades.
These are things that people do not hear about, though.
Well, they stay busy.
Oh, wow.
Let me just ask you this. When you talk about dynamite and grenades, this could be old stuff that's been hanging around.
Correct.
And people find them in, like, barns or things.
Barns, sheds, you know.
They're clearing out their folks' place, and all of a sudden there's a case of dynamite that's been sitting there for decades, and that's even more dangerous.
And can you explain what wet box of dynamite means?
Yeah, it means it's not looking good right now.
Right.
Probably get out of the barn or get out of the area real quick. So the stuff is kind of like seeping together and
The nitro in it is starting to leak out.
Leak out.
All that kind of stuff. Yep. Oh, wow. We found a place like that in Mogadishu that there was a bunker that all the ventilation had gone off, of course, and a lot of the stuff had just melted into the, I mean, so it was just kind of like like a foot deep in a lot of the stuff. Yeah. And we found that stuff, that explosion.
Well, I spent a great deal of time at one time in my life in Weaverville.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of older homes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And mining shafts.
Correct.
And people of a certain generation talked about boxes that they remember as kids being buried.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, like, you know, as time goes by and Earth covers up some of that stuff, still in the ground.
Yeah.
Waiting to be discovered, well, unfortunately.
And that's a good point. You'd be surprised where, you know, we come across some little blasting gaps either in a mine shaft or a rock gets kicked over on the side of the road. And then next thing you know, it's, you know, we got to shut it all down. And the bomb team comes out to make an assessment of, you know, the best way to mitigate, you know, that threat. So.
Well, I tell you what. The bomb team guys. Yep. Just, you know, don't come up behind him with the bag, right?
Yeah. Uncle George left about 5 grenades, you know, in a box over there, you know, with his.
Hey, would you mind taking care of that?
Yeah.
With some of the rifles he brought back from.
Yeah.
From Nam.
With the machine. Yeah. Nah, it's from World War II. That's even worse. Oh, we've got a couple of grenades here from World War II. Okay. Getting up to one of the things that we want to talk about is the PG&E public safety power shutoffs. This is huge because they've already done it twice that I know of in this area. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Correct. You know, we're working, you know, hard with within the county with our first responder groups and our local government agencies, and also to top it off with PG&E. We've been fortunate to have a good working relationship with them over the past couple of years with their public safety specialists. But yes, you know, there was a public safety power shutoff here about two weekends ago. Napa, Solano County, I think, was affected, and then Butte County, some of those areas down in farther in a region that were impacted. So, but it's a real deal, you know, based on, you know, obviously some fires from last year and in 2017, you know, PG&E's taking a stance that, you know, they're going to have to try to prevent some of this stuff, and, you know, there you go. So it's coming.
Okay. Now, it's important that people register for Code Red, because will Code Red tell you just about emergencies, or will it tell you about these power shutoffs too?
Well, we're going to piggyback off of what PG&E's putting out, because this is, you know, it's a planned event. It's their event. So they're going to do, you know, a lot of the messaging, you know, to the public regarding if and when a public safety power shutoff is coming. But with that being said, you know, we'll be prepared to send out information either, you know, via news release, Facebook, Twitter, to make sure our citizens are prepared for the PSPS. So.
Okay. Well, now this, you know, people don't realize this could go on for like several days. This is just not like for 6 hours. This could go on for several days. And you all have a checklist for people for emergency planning for these things.
Well, you know, I think it, you know, planning for emergency starts, you know, with the family. I think there needs to be a discussion at some level whether, you know, it's what are we going to do in this event, and, you know, and then build upon that as far as just, you know, supplies. You know, what are we going to do with our, you know, pets or livestock in the event of an emergency, and so forth. So, but it, you know, being prepared starts with the family and the citizens of our county.
Well, even with the electricity turned off, people don't realize when that electricity is gone. One. You have no lights. So do you have flashlights? Do you have food that you can prepare, you know, that's there? Batteries. I mean, just all types of different things that you should just have in a bag in your house or in a place where, I mean, it's not, you don't have to leave. But I'm surprised how many people don't even have the basics, like water.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure if people just went through their cabinet, they would probably find enough food to last for 3 days, 5 days.
Right.
You know, but the big thing is water.
Clam chowder.
Yeah. You know, water and batteries, I think, are going to be important for people. You know, especially those that have medical needs. You know, they really need to heed the warnings that are coming for the public safety power shutoff.
Because it's going to be here, except in Redding.
Correct. You know, I think the city of Redding and the city of Shasta Lake, you know, are not going to be impacted. So there is at least an outlet for the county. Those people that live up in Shingletown, Burney, in those outlying areas that are, you know, have, you know, electricity supplied by PG&E, will have somewhere to go.
And
cool off and get some help if needed.
Dan Beans was on the show last week, mm-hmm. and Dan talked about that we do not get our power from PG&E. Like some cities, even though they have their own utility company, a lot of their power comes from PG&E, so they're affected. Where here, we in Reading, because we run it ourselves, we're not going to suffer that. And that is something, but that's good for our surrounding, like you said, Shingletown or Burnie or something. Yep. They can come on down, and there's places to stay for the day. Because, when you know, it could be for hours, or it could be for 2 or 3 days if the wind's blowing hard or there's something going on.
Yep. You know, and PG&E does have a, you know, certain set of requirements that they're going to follow, you know, to initiate a PSPS. And, you know, once they hit that threshold, you know, they're going to put out a warning to everybody, at least hopefully, you know, knock on wood, it'll be 2 days in advance.
Okay, can you just, what's a PSPS?
I'm sorry, Public Safety Power Shutoff.
Okay.
PSPS.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break here with Lieutenant Anthony Bertain, who heads up the emergency response unit here. When we come back, I want everybody to understand what Code Red is, because even though I know what it is, I'm not sure we're registered for it. So we want to talk about how you can get registered. And then this fire season, we need to get your take on what's happening, because as we've already said yesterday during the show and now today, this fire season, you know, you think what's left to burn. There's plenty of stuff left to burn out there, and it could impact on us. And if that's the case, we have to be prepared for that. Okay.
Yep.
It's 8:30 in the morning. It's 82 degrees out there, going up to 101. And we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Comprehensive treatment for stroke, caring for patients affected by stroke, beginning with immediate evaluation and screening by specialized teams there that will help people not only recover from strokes, but then the care after a stroke. All of that at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Bertain. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It is the man, it's man's last stronghold. Let's just say it right now. Let's throw it out there. Man's last stronghold. Women can go in there, but usually after they do, they have to go back out and shave their legs because of the amount of testosterone that's in this place. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. Veteran owned, and they give discounts to veterans and seniors. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Lieutenant Anthony Pertain, who from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, who is in charge of their emergency response and the different and so many different emergencies we've had. And what a timely time to have you on now, because the fire season really is starting to get underway. Now, there's something we talked about right before we left about the code red or the code
red. The code red.
Yeah, the code red. How you can get into code red, and then you'll get calls, phone calls.
Correct. Code red is a community notification system that's managed by ShastCom, our area dispatch center, and it's a pretty good tool. And
now, how does this work?
Well, basically, you can go in and register your cell phone. Let me back up. If you have a landline, you should be able to automatically be getting those emergency notifications. Okay. When they go out.
All right.
But if you have the beauty of it is if you have a cell phone, email, and then obviously you can send text messages to your cell phone. So I encourage everybody to go in and get your cell phones registered for Code Red, and it has a place on where your address is at. You know, obviously just filling it out, a quick application, and you hit submit, and the next time, you know, there's a evacuation notice or a kidnapping or a bad guy running around in the neighborhood, you can get that information for that geographical area where you live at. And another beauty about it is that if you have family members that live out of the area, you know, or if your parents, you know, if you live out of the area and your parents still live in Shasta County and you live in San Diego, you can go online and register your parents' address and have that notification sent to another family member somewhere else.
So that you can put as many phone numbers on there.
I think it's up to four numbers.
Up to four. Yeah. Now, you have to go online to register?
Correct.
Okay. And how do we do that?
You can go to ShastCom911.com, or you can either connect through our Sheriff's Office Facebook or the county webpage. But ShastCom911.com, and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you click on Code Red.
Well, you know what? We did get a phone call one time. Remember that? Saying, hey, there's somebody in your neighborhood. This is what they look like. And that, I mean, that
wasn't on our cell phone, though.
No, no, it was on our landline. Yeah. It was on our landline because we keep a landline and cell phones just for the fact that if a fire rolls through, you're going to lose cell phones sometimes.
Yep. In another topic I want to hit on it is, you know, if you have registered your cell phones with, you know, Code Red and you moved, please go in and update that information because if you live in a different part of the city or a different part of the county now, you know, you may get, you know, the alert for an area that you're not even living in. So you can go in and update that information.
Right.
And a couple other points on it, too, is back in 2017 when we started our campaign to get people registered, from like June of 2017 to July of 2018, we had about 5,000 people register their cell phones. And after the car and campfire, we ran the numbers again. Over 30,000 people have now registered for Code Red. So I can't emphasize enough, it is going to be one of the main ways you're going to receive information on an evacuation notice or any other type of major event happening in our community.
Really? Like when we were at the game at Tiger Field and they said there was a tornado warning. I was singing the national anthem that night. It did not hit us, but the clouds were ominous. It was, and you could see thunder from a distance, like, oh my God, this thing's going to open up and we're going to have a deluge any minute. But other people were saying, oh my God, there's been a, so they must have that hooked up on their cell phones.
Correct. It, you know, the app will download on your phone and you'll get to start getting the notifications.
I think it's important to, let's discuss that, you know, even though we talk about it a lot, you can never discuss it enough about having a family emergency planning night where you have a plan, you discuss with your family what to do in any event, and like, you know, where do the kids go? Where's the emergency kit? Because we all know that we've been in it last year with the mayhem, and you can't think.
Correct.
So if it's prepared and planned out.
You know, I think a simple discussion with the family goes a long ways, and whether, you know, they rehearse it or not, I mean, hopefully they would at least talk about it is the main thing. And that way they know what to do, you know, and if you're an overachiever or really into it, you can, you know, do a test run of where you're going to meet up at or, well, you know, where's the first aid kit and et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's important that you have a rally point.
Correct.
And this is really important because you and I go in different directions during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily there's just two of us.
And our poo-poo head.
And
our poo-poo head, our dog.
The dog, usually we know where the dog's at. I'm never quite sure where you're at because you're in various places. But they have a rally point someplace because this is a large city. I mean, 60 square miles. They have a rally point someplace if something happens. Say, hey, we're going to meet here on this side of the river or this side of the river, depending on what's going on. I think it's important that people have a fire safety plan, especially if you have kids.
Yep.
You know, the kids all come to one spot so you can make sure you got them all and then everybody leaves. Or even somebody comes into your house. If somebody comes into your house, it's the same kind of thing.
Yep.
Everybody should rally to, you know, to the parents, and the parents go back into a safe area there and call the police.
Yep.
So but you've got to practice these things. And this, your go bag or just emergency preparedness, I cannot encourage people enough to do this.
Yep.
That you should have a first aid kit in your car. You should have, you know, flares or some way of marking the car. You know, things like that. I have in my truck, and it's probably maybe overkill, but I have an axe, a shovel, safety stuff, jumper cables, kitty litter in case you get stuck out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it doesn't take up that much room. But if something happens, you know, then you can at least you have some kind of response to it.
Correct.
Yeah. Can I read a list quickly?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just, you might be driving around. It's quick. Okay, we know you need water. This is what should be in your basic emergency supply kit. Water, 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days. For drinking and sanitation. Food, at least 3 days supply of non-perishable food. Battery-powered or hand-cranked radio and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert.
Okay, let me say this. Clyde's right now, Clyde's down there.
Clyde's TV.
Clyde's TV has radios right now that fit all of these. It's shortwave. It's got the weather bands and everything at very, very good prices.
Everybody needs one. Okay,
Everybody needs one.
This guy in the radio business.
Yeah.
A flashlight, of course. First aid kit, extra batteries for all of these things. Whistle. Okay, here's a whistle. Just simple, like a whistle to signal for help. How many people have that in your go bag? Dust mask to help filter contaminated air and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place.
Now, this is important, Anthony, when we had those fires and all the smoke and everything. Is that true?
Correct. I mean, there's a lot of people out there with, you know, some breathing difficulties, asthmatics, and that, you know, were affected by it. So, I mean, having a, you know, N95 mask is very important to have just for one, for those individuals, and then, I mean, for other people to try to breathe as clean as air as they can.
95.
And it's 95. You need to look for the 95, and you should go out and buy a number of them right now because nobody needs them right now.
Right.
Now's the time to get them.
Okay. Moist towels, garbage bag, and plastic ties for personal sanitation.
We know
okay.
That's
well, you know, if you got to, you know, okay. Now, this is something I wouldn't have thought of. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities.
That is correct. You know, most people, or you can Google it, you know, in your preparation time of how to turn off the gas to your residence to prevent any further type of...
I wouldn't know how to do that right now.
Today I'm going to show you how.
Okay, I really don't know. I'm glad we're having this conversation because it would be like, okay, I know how to turn the water off from the main.
Yep.
Manual can opener for food.
Now, this is funny. This didn't used to be, had to be even be said. But so many people have electric can openers. Now they've got all these cans of food. And no way of really opening them up unless they, like, stick a knife in it and then try to work that way. A manual can opener, whether it's, you know, the kind you just, that mm-hmm. we have, we use a manual can opener all the time anyway. So it's not a big thing.
We don't have it here. Everybody should have a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Because that's got it all. Okay. Local maps. Cell phone with chargers and backup battery.
Local maps because you may not have cell phones.
Yeah.
Is that true?
If the cell service, if the towers go down because of, you know, prolonged electrical outage, you know, I mean, having a local map, I mean, everybody knows their way around town. But, again, you know, if you're not from this area or new to the area, I mean, having a local map would be good
And plus, when you're in the middle of a crisis, something brain cells don't work the same. It's like, I just know what it was to run around and try to figure out what to pack. And that list needs to be for those people who need to evacuate what you take with you.
All right. We've got to take a quick break. 8:46 in the morning here. We're here with Lieutenant Anthony Bertain from the Sheriff's Department talking about emergency response. When we come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the fire danger. And your take on this, Anthony, and then a couple other things before we finish up the show. It is 8:46 in the morning and about 83 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons. And Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival Wristband Discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists.
Comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Wednesday. It's 8:50 in the morning. Carlin and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. Gosh, all kinds of things here with the last minute. But first, we're going to throw it to Sue because we were talking about Shasta. Oh, gosh. Was it Shasta?
Code Red. Yeah.
Code Red, Shasta.com. What is it?
And it's really easy to get on.
Okay, let's hear about it.
You just, bring it up. You bring up the website. You go down. It says Code Red. Then you enter your name. You will need a password. And then it'll take you to the page that you need to fill out. And they're going to ask you, you know, for your address. Fill that in. And then you can put in multiple phone numbers. And just remember, you need to click on who your carrier is. Then go to the bottom and hit send. And that's it.
Simple. Are you going to have to do a password for each one of the people?
No, you just add them. You add all the phone numbers on the same site.
One password.
Okay.
Unless people want to fill it out separately, but you can do all your phones on the at the same time.
And we just heard from the sheriff's office, even though the sheriff's office is here, that you just go to Shasta Sheriff.
.com, correct.
And find it that way. Okay, we're here with Lieutenant Anthony Bertain, who is head of the emergency response units here. There's so many things going on. Fire season, it looks like it could be bad.
Well, it's, you know, we had a wet winter, which is good. So I think it's going to push it out a little bit, later into the season. I know we need a couple more years of this wet weather that we had over the winter, but, it's, shaping up, it's going to be a pretty busy season for Cal Fire and all our fire guys out there, fire gals out there in the fire service world. We're going to have to be ready.
You're right, because they were talking kind of a little, kind of in July, but August, September, and October,
correct,
they said are the ones that are going to be kind of like really increased fire danger.
And historically, generally that's when we see our worst events here, with the exception of last year. That late season fires when the north winds start really blowing, it's pretty problematic late in the season, late in the year. But
yesterday was brutal, the weather as far as the wind. Yep. I kept thinking,
Especially when it's that hot, because that's what starts us and what starts it rolling. Now, emergency supply list, additional items to consider. If you go to FEMA and go www.ready.gov, It's got all these lists and everything you should be thinking about having. It's just good information. But what if you don't have a computer? Where can you go to? Are there handouts down at the
Sheriff's Office? Well, there's handouts that you can get from Shasta County Public Health. We do have some at the Office of Emergency Services down off of Progress Drive. We can put some at the main office that are somewhere there. But yeah, you can find them.
Okay.
Now, one of the things, let's just bring this up, that was a horrible situation, not only in Paradise Fire, but here where garage door openers and people not knowing without the electrical component to open their garage door, what do you do?
Yeah.
People were stuck. They couldn't drive. It was that quick.
Correct. Again, that comes down to preparation and discussion, amongst the family members. Like in my garage, I just got a simple red rope that hangs down from the garage door opener. You pull that down, that unlocks the mechanism, and you just go to the garage door and pull it up.
Most of them have this. But people, if they haven't looked at it if they're in that panic mode, they don't think about it. But this is something that you have to practice. And if you pull that, you disengage it. Like you said, you can throw open the door and you can get out.
Correct.
So that's something that we can't take care of everybody. This emergency preparedness is so intimate to a family. I say intimate in the sense of there are medicines. There are things like for your animals, like you have to bring food for your animals. Do you have a way of getting larger animals out of the area, like a horse trailer or something that you can move horses or cattle or sheep, things, but just your dog? Some dogs need medicine. You may have your own meds, but do you have your dog's meds? And those kind of things.
Yeah, just again, it comes down to discussion and heeding the warnings that are coming your way or the evacuation orders. It's especially with large animals and livestock, it takes time to get them out of there with a trailer or, you got to call someone in to get there ahead of time or, our animal regulations unit will come out and help move them.
Haven Humane was moving animals.
Haven Humane did a great job.
My gosh, heroes out there.
Yep. Yep.
We've had a tough year this year, and I'm going to share. I had a night with two girlfriends of mine that were up in one of the areas that were burned. Their house that neither one of their houses burned, but people in their neighborhood had houses burned down. And one of them admitted, that she probably has been a little PTSD of this last year, being gone and the fire, getting a call from her kids that she's probably going to lose her house. And just, she said, I've never had a panic attack, but this is the first time I had a panic attack because, everything that I thought was could be gone. So we have to really be gentle with each other. And, we have a caller. Let's go to Dale. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting, Dale.
Sorry, we didn't see your name. How are you? And welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No problem. Well, I just wanted to thank Anthony and you guys for having him on. And this is some great information. I also wanted to give Carl an update. I was at City Council last night giving them an update on the Henderson Open Space, on the nightmare from the snowstorms of the brush and the grass and the fire dangers that we have in our neighborhood.
It's still there, right?
Honestly, it fell on deaf ears. I got rude response from Mayor Winter, as usual. And ironically, 15 minutes after I sit down, I'm getting messages from people that there's a fire in the Henderson Open Space started by illegal camping.
Well, I tell you, people need to realize that after the snowstorm, all these open spaces we have just got all types of fallen trees there. And, it's just a fire waiting to happen. And
exactly. But see, all of us who own property, we all went out and cleaned ours up. The city of Reading has refused to do anything.
Well, I'm not sure if they've refused. It's not like they're saying, "Well, we're not going to clean anything up." But you're right. If they don't clean it, it still impacts on the citizens.
Exactly. Anthony, it impacts our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the city has I don't have it off the top of my head, but you can call and report the issue. It sounds like you already have. But I know the city of Reading is working hard to mitigate, the fire threat, within the city limits. Bringing on some additional staff and all that stuff.
Oh, they definitely are. If it's on private property, they're going after landowners like crazy. The problem is the city of Reading own property.
Well, I can say this. If you heard Dan Beans last week, they have put in something like $8 million. They're hiring 19 people for firefighting and for clearing out these areas. And this, they literally are going to build a fire break from tower to tower, so it circles Redding. But they're also, those people are coming in, all those extra people they've hired is to come into the areas like yours, Dale, and to get that cleaned up. So they're taking action on it. And
hopefully, yes. I talked to Dan after the meeting last night. Great guy.
Oh, a great guy. And he's working it toward there. So, but we cannot let up on this.
We got one more caller.
We can't let up on these illegal fires. I mean, the fact that the city allows them to camp out on their property and start these illegal fires to start with is the root of the cause, the problem.
Hey, we've got to run, Dale. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And
hey,
someone just called in just to remind people to grab their pictures and paperwork.
You should have all that. That's in your checklist to take things. Okay, I want to end this in a kind of a lighter note. So everything we said was so great. We're going to push this out over Facebook and all that. Anthony, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened when you pulled somebody over?
Well, I was working patrol one night. There's many stops. I mean, I can't remember how many stops I've made. But one night when I was working patrol up in Trinity County one night, and I spotted a drunk driver. And I could see that there was a dog, kind of going back and forth between the driver and the passenger seat. And I finally got the guy to pull over. And as he's coming to a stop, I mean, the dog literally jumped out of the car and stood by my patrol car while I dealt with the drunk driver. So, I mean, it was like that point I knew the dog was so upset that he wasn't going to stick around and give his owner any sympathy. So
the dog went to sleep. Can I have a ride home?
I thought you were going to say that you pulled over, people that were driving naked.
No.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay.
I have not come across that.
Oh, you mean you never drove naked?
Because you know what? As soon as you make that phone call, all of a sudden every police officer in the whole area somehow finds